It's 24 minutes after the hour. For if you've just tuned in, where have you been? Anyway, it's good to have you back. I hope you're taking it easy in traffic. And those who are heading to church for the Stations of the Cross, please remember to pray for us this evening. I'm joined in studio by a group of young men. They are coming from a non-profit organization called Feed a Brother Project. And we're profiling this, them this afternoon, and we're celebrating them. Gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon. Good
afternoon. Nothing, Namaste. You know, guys, nobody can see you. And, so just relax. And gentlemen, I'd like to start by you guys introducing yourself to our listeners. Let me start from my right. Tell us what your name is, how old you are, and from where you're coming from.
Oh, my name is Thabang from White City, Gautama. Mm-hmm. I'm 27 years old.
Great, great, great.
My name is Nkululeko Makhanya. I'm also from Gautama. Mm-hmm. I'm 27 years old.
Nice.
Oh, okay, my name is Temiso Khatebe. I'm originally from Davidson, but recently from Gautama. Mm-hmm. And I also live in Tsakane.
Ah.
And I'm also 25 years old.
Okay, so when you're a citizen of the Far East, right?
Yeah, actually.
Multi-party
visa. All of them. All of them.
Okay, yeah. All right, interesting. Yeah. And then when I got to Makelwan, when?
My name is Mushimani Gift Shimi Mukwena. I'm from Gautama, White City.
Yeah.
I also live in Tsakane.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, sure. Nice. 25 years old.
Great, great. Now, gentlemen, we've heard about the project that you guys founded and the project that you guys are the drivers behind, and you guys are the initiator of this project. It's called Feed a Brother Project. Tell us a little bit about this project. Where did it start?
Okay, basically, the project started last year in July, 2 weeks prior to end of July.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was taking some boys from Gautama to Springs at the workplace. Then, along the way, N17 road.
Yeah.
Yes. We came across a boy going to school. Then they said to me, can you please just take that boy and take him to the car? Then I said, okay. Then we went to college. Then we dropped him off. Then we came back. Then I asked those person, how do you know that man?
Mm-hmm.
They say this thing there by Gautama extension 3 Mavahen.
Mm.
So I ask, what's wrong? Why is he walking from such distance from Gautama to Springs?
So the Mundo began schooling?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they told me that his parents passed away.
Okay.
Staying alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And how old is this person then? How old was he?
I think he was 25 or 24 that time last year.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Then basically, then I asked them, can we donate some money to generate food so that you can just give it to him? Then he said, okay. Then I asked for donations from Gautama, Tsakane, then in Duduza.
Mm-hmm.
Then they gave us money.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to save more.
Mm-hmm.
In Parkpan.
All right.
We bought food for him.
Okay.
Then we just give him the food. Then I told him, because from Tsakane and Duza, they gave me donation.
Yeah.
So that means you must also go to Tsakane and to Duza. Then in July, we started Gautama. Then in end of August, we went to Tsakane. Then September, we went to Duza.
That's
where it all started.
All right. But now you bring the word we. So how did then you people meet as friends? How did you meet?
Oh, okay. Like we're a group of friends.
Nikule nonke. Give me a history. Give me details,
yeah.
Gentlemen.
Okay, yes. Kule sonke.
Yeah.
Kule sonke primary.
Kubi.
Eh, Kang is a primary school. He must be son of William.
All right.
You are not present right now. So, Sfunde sonke, and then Stembi is a mover. Yeah. Tsakane.
All right.
And then, Milanote was a sala like Nkulego. We have found the masimini, salad the same area in Port City. Chabang na we have found the fresh habit.
Okay.
And then there, so ukudlala besidlala sonke, we sakhula nje like kanjalo sloko sisonke.
So Nina, you guys basically grew up together.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So, but then after you see this person, he identifies this person. What really happened? What was the turning point? Ukuthi, let's start this organization called Feed a Brother Project.
Basically, I'm into abantu base Duduza and Sakanema ba donate for lomuntu lomfana lo. Then we decided ukuthi because nabo ba donate, let's check ukuthi our other families, how can we help? Kona ma situations anje kahle kahle uma ngathi uyayibheka lento le masibheka umuntu oyi-1 kwezinye izinto kwenzakala.
Okay, all right. So how does the name come Feed a Brother Project? Because does it have to be a brother? What about Abo Girl?
You're not only about Feed Abo Brothers.
But your name seems to suggest that you feed Abo Brother.
Yeah, we know.
And the girls are not involved. Kwenzakala. That's discrimination.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Gama lili. Uzo, ay, uzo chazela kancono.
Alright,
okay, the reason with this is feed a brother is because like it's school is bangani, so like ili kamile la shishi la figa gitabo, so it's known as a feed a brother.
Alright.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically we are a group of brothers.
Okay.
So there's no female involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why it is because we are a group of brothers, then let's just name it as a feeder brother.
So if I was to ask, what is your mission as the brothers? What is your mission? So now, what is your mission? You are a group of seven young men who are coming from the Far East Rand in Guatemala, or they won't give a specific location, but from the Far East Rand, Far East Rand, who've decided to come up with an initiative for their community. Is it only aimed at feeding people only, or there are other initiatives that you guys are doing with, including the feeding the brother part?
We are basically all about like contributing to the community.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, how else are you contributing to the community, like, besides feeding people?
Like, okay, for instance, others go to Perang, we will also help on them, but we know we also encourage like others. Like, if let's say for instance it's a child-headed family, like, I bear a gun, like Gugutin Kambi, a Kai, you mean a lava before we to back the name and dad, probably an actor metric is calling, and then Mina, maybe when I for the prime, so figure Kambi, Uzong Caesar, by the cruiser. I cannot expect you to come like in a monthly basis, like if can every month you can. So, like, we even offer like support to good. Help you zamukwela esikolweni or
okay
yes or sikunqede ukuthi na like
motivate.
Oh, okay. So Nina, which means ukuthi your initiatives are pelele nokudla kuphela. Your initiatives also go beyond
skills, also provide your skills.
Okay, all right. What kind of skills are you giving people like me who are unemployed and who might need a job?
It can be computer literacy.
Okay,
such things.
Okay. Yeah. So do you guys have computers or what?
Yeah, I do everyone at home.
Okay, so you come in. So what? Take me through the process. Like, nah, I'm looking for a job.
And one says something for computer literature. There's a place called Faranani in Guatem in Tsakani.
Okay.
You can go there for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we go and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they can find you a place there. Then you can learn.
Yeah. It's 27 minutes before the hour 5. If you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. We're coming to you live all the way from Edenville on DSTV. It's 870 on Medium Wave. It's 576 AM. And from your device, it's www.radioveritas.co.za. I'm joined in studio by a group of young men who are doing ordinary things in an extraordinary manner. They are men that are making us proud to be part of South Africa, proud to be part of the Far East Rand. And we touch in base and we're celebrating men that have decided that they're going to contribute to the transformation and to the growth of the community. Do not touch that down. It's 22 minutes before the hour 4, and that was Brahuma Sekela with Tumamina. And this song seems to be trending a lot of late, ever since the State of the Nation address by our president, Cyril Ramaphosa. And I'm not sure if it's a coincidence that one of the gentlemen in the studio asked for this song. Gentlemen, please tell me. What's the story behind this song? You guys requested for this song.
It is trending, and for all the right reasons. Yeah. And even on the stage of the Nation address, it was used correctly.
Yeah.
Because even our president stated that Tumamina,
exactly,
South Africa. So even us, we ask for our community to send us on whatever problem that they are facing. We'll try by any means to help them.
I'm really impressed that you guys have chosen to really because this song actually to some extent encapsulates what you guys are doing. You are actually working for the community. You guys could have been focusing on yourselves, but you're not. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to hear what really makes you continue doing the things that you're doing.
On the things that we are doing, okay. Hence, like I said before, like, we are driven by contribution to the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, since we are driven by contribution to the community,
mm-hmm.
we want to do more than what we've done last year or, you know, that we are doing now.
And what are your future plans for this project? What are your dreams for Lay Project Nienza, gentlemen?
To expand it more,
mm-hmm.
get new viewers, more funders, you know. Siza abantu sithethe indlala elokishini.
Even though no
so kune indlala elokishini.
Too much.
Yeah. Some people are really struggling.
Economically.
Kwenzakalani. Why do you think abantu ba kune indlala elokishini and abantu ba struggle she community?
Laziness sometimes.
So do you think by kubanike ukudla you are addressing lay aspect of laziness? Are you addressing that aspect?
No, we are not.
No.
We're not only providing food only,
mm-hmm.
as we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide the skills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any success stories that you guys have worked with?
Yeah, I do.
But in this class,
we help a lady there. She wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
She was 32, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
So, last day, actually, we had a female who was helping us, but she was not. My single particle, but she was helping us.
Mm.
So that lady tried by all means to find a job for that lady who was struggling. So recently, when we went back there, because we went in September last year, and in mid-November, we went there to check the situation, what's going on. So they told that lady they found a job in Sasa. Same area in to do that as a garage, there by the taxi rank.
It's 19 minutes before the hour 4. If you've just joined in, I'm joined by the brothers, by the gentleman from Feed a Brother Project, which is housed and based in the Far East Rand, Kwatema, and they're sharing with us their achievements and their joys, gentlemen. So, what are your if we were to ask you to put a wish list out there now, what would your wish list have?
I wish this an event.
What would your wish list have? Nidingani.
Okay, I think I'm sponsors. My sponsors. Like I never would so connook feza if it's
also. But sponsor in. Kumele ba sponsor in.
Okay.
How? Because, I mean, you guys are doing very well. You guys could be out doing your own things. You could be doing, focusing on your lives. But you've decided, which we want to build our communities. You've decided what you want to give back and you want to assist your fellow young brothers, Africans in the community who are disadvantaged. And what we are saying is, if people wanted to support the work you're doing, how can they support the work that you're doing? Because it's a great initiative, by the way, and that's why we brought you on the show this afternoon.
Yes. Okay. Like, for the point, like, Sfuna, like, ban more youth involved.
Okay. So you're still open to membership?
No, we are currently, it's only us, so we would love to spend an abanyabanta was over involved to the project. Because it's only, yes.
No, but my groups, you know, sometimes my figure them, but I tina sanele and I are setting about.
No, I need to say help. So,
we're all about help.
We need more people.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Needing abanyabanta, what more else do you need?
More mentors as we can.
Yeah. So you want people that can mentor young people go township?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you guys have mentors yourselves?
Yes, I do have a mentor.
Okay.
So he's been mentoring me through all this. And even way before we founded the project, he's been helping me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not only focusing on him. I would love for other people to hear their stories, success stories or views on how to get anywhere I want to get, because
So you need more hands, you need more people to come and assist.
More people to be involved in the
project. Okay, okay. And food parcels?
Yeah, it can be, the donation, it can be any form of donation.
Any form of donation.
Yeah, any form of donation is welcome.
Will be gladly accepted.
So, what are some of the challenges that you face as young people working in the in this social development space?
I can say one, when we go for donations, you know, you see, we go to anyone who will tell you that, I win. Nama Mahanga, why are you telling me you want donation for what? You know, people who are working, they can act for you.
But it's
that's a fact, because you'll say to a person, ngicela ukuthi usinete senza kanje, sinceda abantu kanje, athi wena ungiboni wena ukuthi mina. Nami ngisinamisebenzi ukubhekela.
And how do you overcome that?
No, we are clean, we are not, we are pumping.
Because if you want to help, you cannot be discouraged by negative people. So, like,
have you had people slam doors in your
presence? Oh, a lot. Even today, we've been out, we got slammed on. So, like,
it's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
But actually, you are determined by God, actually.
So what keeps you... Yeah, I was going to ask you, what then keeps you going? Because it's a very frustrating job that you guys do. It's very frustrating. So what then is keeping you going?
It's a drive we have to empower, actually. And Shimi can take it through there.
Okay, what really drives us, even on our slogan, like... it says for itself, like, what drives us. So, like, okay, the slogan was, it came out with Simis. He's the one who came with the slogan. It was quoted from a Bible, from a scripture, Proverbs 22, verse 9.
18.
Whoever has a bountiful eye will be blessed, for he shares his bread with the poor.
Shall be blessed.
So we are driven by that. So, like, other things that, like we are driven by a lot of things, like the struggles of other people, even our struggles also push us to do more for the community. So, like, if maybe helping someone else makes me feel better about my, not, it doesn't really make me feel better about myself, but, like, it helps me understand a lot of certain things that we come about in life. Like, people go through different phases. Maybe I haven't gone through that phase, but with helping people, maybe come to you and share that certain story to you, and then, like...
Elia, when some of you were saying this work is very rewarding, and now you are using the words blessing, because you're blessing other people. Do you feel you yourselves, personally, in your impilo zenyu, you've been blessed by God?
Yes.
Kanjani?
Even coming here is a blessing.
Kanjani?
Ukuvuka namhlanje is a blessing. Ukuvuka ubona umndeni wakho uphelele kungathiwanga abatyala. Nanga ugogo akasavukanga, umshana, uanti, your cousin or your brother or your sister, like, that alone is a blessing. Ukuvuka nje, breathe in and breathe out, like, it's a blessing. Alone.
Some of your peers have given up hope. Some of your peers are involved in crime. Some of your peers some of them are now 6 feet under. What is your message to the young people that are listening right now and to Abazan?
Good thing, lastly, Chemba. Chemba,
there is hope. I believe in God. Stay in his presence always. That's the driving, that's the core.
So, like, now go, now I'm about drugs. Probably they will be me, so if peer pressure, or even if I see peer pressure,
situation,
I'm going to go by the time I'm pushed to that. Thing you would die, no money payment to ease off my mind or pain. So, like, about you know, like, it's easy good to give up, but like, we do, even in like amongst us, we're 7 guys, see, one of us is a recovering addict. Oh, and manje, we are celebrating 6 months yaka aphumile kuma drugs.
Wow.
Next week, when's officially 6 months? I get the drugs. He was in Yahoo addict. But like, what is a recovering addict? I wanted to pay for myself. He's actually who put the Gatsabang. Yes. Over the time. And there's something called, but
Utsabang. Namkosa.
But at first, we want to see him charge. And then, what Maramina Fungu year and the Yegala Makfunami. And like, Vele, it clings into a year of Fungu year.
Tell me about this Nyaupe thing. What is it? Is it so widespread in our communities? Or,
bad, he looks you. Put Gatasha, a city, young kinda, we Nyaupe Yamosh. Town, Logishi, Gopi, Tsunami. Gatasha, Sana Masoj. It's bad. Mong as a lokshin is a boy and a good day. Yamoshe.
Now, Chokutikuna Bantu by manufacturer. I'm trying to understand what there's a big demand for Inya Obege. Clearly.
Yeah.
Too much.
As long as he earns the money on his side. Mm. Yeah, he doesn't care whether that person suffer or not. Mm. So it's all about him. I'm making money for myself.
So those are some of the things that are destroying our communities.
So now the interest for Nuxamugut Nazis Louise. Even though Noma only goes to Yen Zelento Paite or in a scale of a year, but like Zam and you would see Louis in this Kunugu Yield. Yavon Mchambe, who show me Marabon Cho, my Yigil and I will cut a lot. If you pray me,
basically, I remember it. Umgano Kibagai, Begapeman, Wayaka.
Oh, yeah, Peng, by Pema,
yes, by Pem, and it's a bany by Shava, by Pem. Umgano, I bet Monga, Jenabo Park, Pan Town, Zibon and Gutai. Yeah, you. It's all about Bazar.
Yeah, wow. It's 10 minutes before the hour 5. I'm joined by inspirational young men in studio. They are from the Feed a Brother Project, all the way from the Far East Rand. They are young men that have decided to do things differently. They're doing these things. They are doing ordinary things in an extraordinary manner. And in their littleness, they are pushing boundaries. Wenzani. And you still wake up and you say, Angwazi ukwenza lokho. These gentlemen are telling us what to Vuga uzenzele and ngeke uthole something mawuhlele election. Do not touch that dial.
Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.
All right, 6 minutes before the hour 5, and that was Mary Mary with Shackles. And I'm joined in studio by a group of young men who are helping us break the shackles in our communities and the shackles in our country. And I'm going to be opening the lines between 5 and 5:15. So if you've got any comments, questions, and reactions to if you want to weigh in the conversation that we're having with these young men that we're celebrating, that bridge builders in our community, the number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. Call our studio on 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. Gentlemen, you are clearly breaking shackles.
For sure.
Now, I was asking you, how can we get hold of you? How can our listeners get hold of you? How can our listeners, maybe they might want to invite you in their churches or Utinis or Kulumana? Maybe incorporate you in their projects. How can we get hold of you? What are your details? Sin.
Okay, you can call us on 081-536-9451.
How? We are Shesha, and you think the listeners are taking
it? Actually, we have two alternative numbers, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just take it easy.
Yes, yeah. It's 081-536-9451.
Pinda for today number.
081-536-9451.
Okay.
And then our alternative number.
061-8391. 586.
Okay, Ipinde Futi.
061 0783915 86.
So you guys, you ningatata anything you guys can take, be it old clothes, food, okay, and it's Lent in the
Facebook.
Oh, you've got a Facebook. Oh,
Facebook page.
Okay.
It's Feed a Brother Initiative. You can like our page there.
Okay, all right. So it's Feed a Brother Initiative. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's Lent in the Catholic Church at the moment. So if people want to be part of this initiative and they want to support this cause, it's a great initiative that that is really having an impact in our community. And we are really encouraging our listeners to support this project, Feed a Brother Project. It's a community-based project. It's been done by young men who are just saying we want to support our community, and I hope you we are not hearing of stories into Zinga to the beneficiaries, right?
No,
we're just auditing Jay. I get my donors, but when you give something, it's going to go for the right cause.
Yeah, sure.
So, what can you assure our listeners if they're going to assist you? How can you assure them it is going to go to the right cause?
Okay, for instance, we have donation forms, mm-hmm, that people, our donors fill in, and then they sign, and then immediately after we've donated, we do a reference check, like every donation that we'll make, we take pictures for reference, and then contacts of those we've donated to.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
okay.
And then if only our donor, our sponsor,
if he wants to know.
Yes, yes, they can contact the person that did. Feed a Brother Initiative come to your house, or you as a person, individual, did they help you or not, by then.
Okay. Do you also help abantu bagulayo? Because sometimes, in our communities, also have abantu bagulayo.
It's better. Yes.
Okay. So you as individuals, what does the future hold for you?
Tough question.
All I can say, the sky is the limit, so we can never know what can happen tomorrow, today.
What are the goals this year?
The goals this year is to, be a brand, be a household name that people can rely on us and get as much members as we can to help the community, and not only what's at Tuza, but be able to
expand to other
locations, and maybe have other
branches.
So
you are actually a registered NPO.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. A registered NPO with a bank account.
We're currently working on that
because we're only receiving vouchers because we did not so. My mentor said to me, you need to register an account so that if only companies, they want to give you money so that you can do your day-to-day.
Actually, the problem that we haven't have a bank account yet, we're waiting for the certificate.
Certificate of registration.
Yes.
That's the problem. We're waiting for the certificate.
But now it has arrived.
So you must start working now.
Okay, all right. So this is a bona game. Hopefully after this show, you guys will be getting lots of support from our listeners.
Hopefully.
You need to, come on, guys. You are men.
Yeah. Hopefully get that support.
Don't be men of little faith. You are men. You are doing God's work, and I think God is going to make a way and provide. Because the work you're doing, you're not doing it for yourself, right?
Yes.
All right. It brings us to exactly 5 p.m. and we're going to open our lines. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. If you've got any comments, if you want to help, if you want to comment these young men for the great job that they're doing, or if you want to be part of this initiative, the number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, you can SMS us on 41809, and we can give you their contact details. They're really doing great work. They are really part and parcel of building our community, and I think it's initiatives like this that we need to always support and acknowledge, and this is why we're celebrating them this afternoon. Do not touch that dial.
Call our studio now on 011-452-7115. SMS Father Brian now, send the word VERY, V-E-R-I, followed by your message to 41809.